This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A suicide prevention grant is focusing on Native communities in South Dakota. The Garrett Lee Smith Award is more than $3 million over 5 years. Recipients plan to work against suicides among Native youth by training with police, schools, and healthcare facilities in the Black Hills. China Lockett has more.
The Great Plains Tribal Chairman's Health Board is focusing on prevention tactics for Native youth between 10 and 24 years old. Charles Sitting Bull is the director of behavioral health. He says, as a population, Native youth are at high risk for suicide.
Everyone knows that our Native people are way overrepresented in their programs, whether it's children and family services, whether it's child welfare, whether it's mental health, whether it's a psych unit, just across the board.
The South Dakota Department of Health reports that the majority of suicides occur in the Black Hills and surrounding counties. The suicide rate for Native Americans is 2.4 times higher than non-Natives, and Native men 24 years and younger are most at risk. Sitting Bull says the grant is being used to provide prevention training to staff at organizations that work with a lot of Native youth.
These are the Rapid City School District. This is the Police Department. This is Front Porch Coalition, and this is Recovery and Substance Abuse. So you're looking at not only programs here, but other national programs that are involved as contractors.
He says staff at these organizations can help ensure at-risk youth are using follow-up services to check in on their mental health. And that's a crucial part of recovery.
These follow-up services, these interventions, will help reduce the suicide.
Sitting Bull hopes to see training specified for Native culture added to the curriculum. The program is still in the beginning phases. Training services are being offered after the budget is determined. For National Native News, I'm Chyna Lockett in Rapid City.
The Atomic Safety and Licensing Board is set to hold a hearing in Rapid City, South Dakota, Wednesday over a proposed uranium mine. It's part of a dispute over a regulatory review of Native American historical, cultural, and religious sites in the area. The hearing will examine if the company PowerTech is required to conduct a cultural study at the site, which is near the Pine Ridge Reservation. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission granted the license. Jeff Parsons is an attorney for the Oglala Sioux Tribe.
It is not rocket science to conduct a cultural resources survey on a site like this. It's just that the company in this case refuses to spend the money, and the NRC staff refuses to hold the company's feet to the fire and make them comply with the federal law.
The company argues the tribe is not cooperating. The hearing comes after regulators declared a stalemate between the company and tribe. The Atomic Safety and Licensing Board was asked to step in. Native students at UNLV are seeking the removal of a statue from campus. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reports members of the Native American Student Association say the Western Frontiersman is a symbol of an Indian killer. They're seeking a replacement with a statue of a Paiute person to represent the ancestral homeland. The Frontiersman is the mascot of the school, which is part of the debate. A university spokesperson is not aware of any formal talks, but says discussions are open to students at the Office of Diversity Initiatives. The Durango Herald reports well-preserved Native American ruins were unearthed during a survey for a highway project south of Durango, Colorado. Researchers say human and animal bones and shells were found. A handful of tribes in the Four Corners region are being consulted on the project. The highway expansion is expected to begin in spring 2020. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
The National Indian Education Association is celebrating 50 years of building education nations October 8th through the 12th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Online registration ends September 13th at niea.org. Proud to support this show.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.